I don't know, unless you've been living under a rock, you mightn't have heard that a cargo ship, the MV Evergreen, has gotten stuck in Egypt's Suez Canal, causing a historic blockage. From as far as I know, I think it's just one of kind of the major trade routes, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in kind of global shipping operations and such like that. Like I said, I've absolutely tapped out of the issue with the expectation that lovely Isabella Michi was going to join the studio with us to give us a little bit more context. So, Isabella, how's it going?
Hello, I'm good.
I think this is the first time we've been on air together, despite the fact we've known each other for almost 2 years.
Yeah, I think last time was probably Drive and like Thursday Drive Gang.
Yonks ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. Bless him. But yeah, it's been a while.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Ciao.
All right, so tell us what's going on here.
Well, if you haven't seen the memes that are circulating like Facebook and Twitter.
That's all my context is memes. Basically,
a big boat got stuck.
Okay.
But so the Suez Canal is what's like made it such a big deal. It's an artificial waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. And it's basically like the most important, it's the shortest sea link between Asia and Europe. So like all the cargo, all like your shipping, that's where it goes.
It just means you don't have to go around Africa.
Yeah.
You can just cut through there.
Yeah, that's what they did.
But, perfect.
It's actually like one of the busiest waterways in the world. And I didn't know if you knew this. I didn't. But like Egypt actually gets a lot of money off like it's like tolls on a road, like a motorway.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What borders the other side or is it Egypt both sides?
It's a good question.
We'll follow you up. Yeah. Sorry, question without notice.
But no, they get like $5 billion a year just from like cargo ships using this waterway.
Wow.
So that's like 12 to 15% of all global trade goes through there.
Yeah.
And so basically one of these giant cargo ships got stuck diagonally and they can't move it.
But how? I don't understand. Were they trying to chuck a Yui or were they just like, what, did they forget something? Or?
That's the big question. So what they're saying is that it was a result of like high winds and a dust storm. But like, this ship is like 400 meters long. It's 200 tons.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah, exactly. You can't exactly just, you know, put the wheel in reverse and spin it around because it's literally stuck from one side of the waterway to the other.
But it also doesn't make sense because, again, I've only seen memes. I've only seen photos.
Mm.
It seems as though whatever angle or whatever way they were being pushed, like the rotation of the ship to make it get caught like it has been, why don't they just spin it in the other direction and straighten it back up?
It's because
a ship's harder to ship than I think, or what's
Because what's happened like right now is that it's kind of like it's lodged into
it's
the sand. Yeah.
Mm.
And it's very heavy, like 200 tons. They've got all these containers and they've got like tugboats and they're trying to like get rid of some of the sand and try and like pull it out essentially, but they're not having much luck. And actually they've just, it was just updated that they found rock at the underneath the boat.
Oh,
the ship.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's created a big old mess.
So
like,
it's shipwrecked to a point
as
well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God. So what's the repercussions, I guess, for the global economy there? Is it... It sounds pretty Mickey Mouse, I'm going to be honest with you.
It does
amateur
like,
hour going on.
Found, like, what a silly goose. Got your big boat stuck.
You should feel bad, wouldn't you? Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yes.
You know how you just feel like an absolute dork?
Yeah.
And all eyes are on you. Imagine being this poor
person.
I know.
I hope that they're all right and like because there's been many like the company had to like put out a statement and the US on Friday they were like, do you need our help?
Yeah,
like,
lawsuits,
what's going? Yeah.
Of course, the
because,
US.
Yeah, I know. But right now there are 369 boats that are just like stuck there waiting. They're like, you know, on the top end, on the bottom end, just waiting to get through. And like we can laugh about this, but it actually has like proper financial consequences.
Yeah.
So the shipping industry journal Lloyd's List estimate that the blockage is impending approximately $9.6 billion worth of goods in container cargo alone. And this like containerized cargo accounts for 26% of total traffic. So it could be even more. Essentially, billions and billions of dollars are getting lost. Like it's like lost revenue due to this boat being stuck. And unfortunately, us Aussies are hurting the most.
Because oh, really?
Well, we're very far away and we use the Suez Canal because... yeah, because we use them both as imports and exports, and we're pretty good with the exporting. You know, we're pretty much a powerhouse.
Yeah,
go Aussies. But yeah, we're doing well. But this disruption is likely going to, like, put a bit of a halt to our incredible exporting success, and, like, unfortunately, as a runoff from that, reduce our economic growth.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like, or. This disruption means that, like, ships need to take alternative routes, and this could potentially increase shipping prices.
Yep.
And, you know, if shipping costs more, then that adds to the price of all imported goods.
It's so, like, when there's storms up north and bananas go through the roof.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, like...
I don't need bananas, so that doesn't bother me.
Oh, you should. They're good.
No, they're not.
Potassium.
Okay.
But basically... Yeah, your Italian tin tomatoes, your German cars, your Japanese gaming consoles, like, also... Oil, the Suez Canal carries a lot of oil, but
of course.
Experts say there was a little bit of a blip, there was a bit of a spike, but we should be safe in terms of no oil pricing spiking, if you get me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And just very quickly to finish up, is there any kind of timeline on when we can expect this ship to be dislodged, or is that all up in the air?
Well, I think originally they did not want to. So what they need to do, they need to refloat the boat, and to do that, they need to make it lighter. And you're like, oh, let's just take off the containers, right? But they were trying to initially avoid that because that's going to take a while.
Yeah.
However, the Egyptian president has ordered preparations for the possible removal of over 18,000 containers.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not moving anytime soon.
Okay.
I'd say at least a couple of weeks.
All right. So you heard it from Bella. That probably means that tin tomato prices are going to skyrocket in the coming weeks. So I don't know if you're thinking about passing the night at home, maybe have a look at your other options.